going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And Jamie, what city are you calling from?
I am calling from Chesapeake.
Gotcha. So, Jamie, Dirty Work Wednesday, what can we do for you today?
Okay. So, I met this guy online about 3 months ago, and we have been on numerous dates. I stayed the night at his house, and it's all going really good so far. We have a ton in common. We love the same music, movies, and all of that stuff.
Okay, well, what seems to be the issue? Because as far as I can tell, he sounds like he's really good for you.
Yeah, so he is good for me. We text all day, but we went to a Halloween party last week, and one of my coworkers who was at the party and knew him from college was talking to me about him and kind of told me something weird.
Weird as in, like, maybe he's like a crazy felon or something?
No. Okay. No, but my coworker did say, I can't believe you don't care about his odd little obsession and hobby.
A weird hobby? Obsession?
Yeah, like, that could mean so many things. So what exactly did he mean?
Yeah, so I was asking my coworker what he meant by that, and he laughed and said, hell no, I'm not going to be the one who lets me know. And he just really couldn't believe I didn't know about it already.
Well, did he kind of like give you an idea like, hey, you need to run for the hills? Or like, did he say like your life's in danger?
No, he just said it may change how I feel about him or think about him sexually.
Okay, so just taking a wild guess here, but you've done the deed, right?
So, yes. But we've never done it in his room, and it's always been on the couch or the guest room. So I never cared about that or anything too much, but it is kind of odd that we never did it in his room, and I'm wondering what I don't know.
Yeah, so hold up. So you said you have stayed at the night at his house before, though, right?
Yeah, correct. So we usually sleep on the couch or fall asleep watching a movie. But after my coworker said something about his weird hobby, I realized, I'm like, maybe this weird hobby is in his room because I've never actually been in there. And I know this probably sounds crazy, but I just never thought about it because our adult time wasn't exactly ever planned, you know? And it was something spontaneous and fun, if you know what I mean.
I mean, yeah, totally. It totally makes sense. So, God, what do we think it is? You know, what do we think is going on here?
Maybe he has like a 50 Shades of Grey room or something.
Yeah, I don't know. This is super weird. So I'm just thinking over here, like, what are we going to do to get him to tell us what the deal is?
Yeah, so I actually do have an idea, but I think we should also ask the listeners, like, how can we trick him into telling us what's going down in this room or what is this hobby that his friend is referring to?
Yeah, if I'm so for doing this, I mean, it has to be super weird to me to stop talking to because everything is going so good.
Yeah, yeah, no worries. You got it. We're definitely take care of this and get this done.
Cool. Okay. And one last thing. I'm not sure if this will help, but I have noticed he always talks to me about going to the spa and how I should get my nails and feet done.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Like, are we talking mani-pedi stuff?
Yes. So he talks about the salon I go to and asking about that. When I do, what kind of appointments I...
Well, maybe he, like, wants to get you a gift card to go get a mani-pedi. I don't know.
No. Or maybe he's into feet.
Oh, my God. That's probably it.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, because that's not as weird as it is anymore these days.
Yeah.
Well, he also said he always wants to join me, but we haven't went together yet. And he mentioned his cousin owns a salon in Suffolk and says we... can always go to her salon.
Okay, so maybe that's it. Maybe we try the foot angle like he won a gift card to like a spa, Natalia.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just thought that is the angle you go with.
But Jamie, before you go, what's his name?
Landon,
okay. All right.
Hello?
Good morning. May I please speak to Landon?
Hi, this is Landon. Who's this?
Hi, Landon. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Just having my coffee. What's going on? Who is this?
This is Kim Jones.
Okay, I don't know Kim Jones, but if this is about voting, I voted already, so you don't need to call me anymore, please.
Oh, God. No. This is not about, this isn't about voting. This is actually, this is really great. A contest, about a contest that your girlfriend entered, and she can potentially win, but you have to answer a question correctly. It's really easy. So basically, Jamie gave us an answer to a question, and if you guess what the answer she gave was correctly, like I said, you both win.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, I could do that. But I have time. What's going on? How do I win?
Well, actually, you win a couple's spa day. Okay.
Oh, cool. I love spas, and especially for my feet and my nails. And my cousin actually, she owns her own nail salon spa. So that's awesome.
Oh, great. Okay, so listen, here's the question. What is one of your biggest secrets only Jamie would know?
I mean, I don't really have any big secrets like that. It's like, I really don't.
No big secrets at all? Are you sure? Like, maybe something weird?
No. I'm like, to tell you the truth, I'm kind of boring actually. So
well, I don't know, maybe this will help if I give you like a little hint. She mentioned something about your bedroom.
That's weird, because why would she even mention that?
You know, I can't really say, because I don't want to give away the answer.
Well, I guess we're just gonna lose, because she hasn't been in my bedroom at all. Sorry. So wait, is Jamie on the phone right now?
No, she isn't.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Just give her a call back. Let her know I didn't answer correctly. And there you go.
So you don't even want to try or give some sort of answer to try to win?
No, I mean, let me tell you the truth. I really don't even think this is a real contest. And I think my cousin's probably behind all this. So I know she loves messing with me, and she messes with me all the time. So I'm not going to go for it.
Yeah, your cousin, the one that owns the spa, right? What, by the way, what's the name of the spa that she owns?
Oh, the name of the spa is called About Nails. It's a great place. You should probably check it out.
Okay, so why don't you think this contest is not, why do you think it's not real? Because it is, so I'm pretty confused.
And so am I, because Jamie has never been in my bedroom, right? And my cousin, she loves to give me a hard time, like all the time, right? About things just like this, right? This is right up her alley, right? My cousin doesn't get my weird little quirks, so...
Quirks? Landon, I'm so sorry, but you're now confusing me, like, even further.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even want to keep doing this, especially, like, I don't even know you. Like, you're some random game show contest host. I mean, take care. Have a great day, okay?
No, wait, Landon.
Bye-bye.
Landon!
Goodbye.
All right, so I'm just as confused. We still have Jamie on the line. We kept her on the line. Jamie, you're still there, right?
Guys, this has gotten even more bizarre.
Yes, I would say so. It has.
Okay, so So now what? I'm so lost. Do I just keep dating him and eventually find out what the deal is?
Well, actually, Jamie, I have an idea. Actually, don't go anywhere. Natalia, let's call the salon. I have a really, really huge idea.
Okay.
Okay, please figure this out because now I'm totally freaked out.
You're calling Nails. This is Mary Beth. How can I help you?
Hey, so this might sound a little crazy, but I work for the C Network, and we're working on a story about people in random states and cities that have like weird hobbies or weird obsessions and stuff they collect, and your name and your business came up.
Okay. Well, I don't collect anything weird, so I'm not sure I can help you. But I do love and watch those shows all the time.
Dang it. Okay, we were told you or someone that worked for you definitely did.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe you have the wrong nail salon. But if you still want to come here and film, I would love that. I could definitely use the promotion and exposure.
Yeah, totally. Okay, yeah, we'll keep that in mind. But if anyone you know...
Oh, my God. I do. I'm sorry. It's early, and I just got here. So I'm still trying to process.
Yeah, you okay?
I do have someone you could film about.
Okay, you do?
Yes, it's my cousin, Landon.
Landon, okay, great. So what do we have with Landon? What's going on?
Well, I think it's super weird, but he's not hurting anyone or anything like that. But he does collect toe and fingernail clippings.
He hold on. He collects what?
Yeah, so he comes by my salon about once a month, and I give Landon a big bag full of toe and fingernail clippings, and he collects them and keeps them in his room.
I mean, yeah, this is exactly my alley. I mean, he's not hurting anyone.
No, not at all. Not hurting anybody. But when he gets a new girlfriend, he will bring them to my nail salon. And he'll have the tech put the clippings in a special little bag, and he'll come by later. He gets it, and I know he keeps it in his bedroom. And, I mean, we need to call him right now because, seriously, he would definitely want to be on this show. He is proud of his collection, and I know he would want to show it off.
You know, we don't need to call him. We got all the info we needed. But you said you're 100% he keeps all the clippings in his bedroom?
Yes, he has jars full, and he has even like a special shelf dedicated to his clippings.
Okay, we'll be calling you back if this is going to be on one of our stories. But Mary Beth, thank you so much.
Yeah, gosh, I really hope you choose his story, and have a great day.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.